There's an expression that ignorance is bliss, but when it comes to financial matters, ignorance can be an expensive business. When taking out a personal loan, one must be aware of all the associated costs, especially that of credit life insurance, which helps to ensure that whatever the circumstances, the bank gets its money back. Well, to talk further on this, I'm joined on the line by Ngazi Sokulu. He's a CEO of Yalucel. So, Ngazi, whenever we take out a personal loan, the bank providing the quote will pre-populate the form with all the relevant numbers, including an insurance premium. Just remind us what this insurance premium seeks to cover and in what circumstances.
Thank you for having me. So since August 2017, what this insurance cover covers is now something that has been standardized by the National Credit Regulator. And that's basically four key benefits: death, permanent disability, temporary disability, and retrenchment cover. Now, every credit provider has the option of adding some other types of benefits that they think are useful or critical for their customer base, and that isn't necessarily legislated. And that's up to the credit provider's discretion, but those four key benefits that I described are what any insurance cover needs to actually have in place when you get credit life insurance on your credit product, such as a personal loan.
Mm-hmm. Now, people don't have to accept that insurance premium offer, do they? They can shop around for quotes from other insurance providers, but how does one do that in a timeous manner when there's an offer sitting there right in front of them?
So this is what we at Yalu like to say is the impression of choice as allowed by the law, but the practical implication that you've just alluded to is actually where the problem lies. So let's put you in the customer's shoes. You've just taken out a personal loan with one of the big banks, and indeed they say to you, okay, so your monthly installment will be 2,000 Rand on your loan, and your credit life insurance is going to be 300 Rand. Do you have any alternative cover? You'll sit there and say, well, I haven't looked yet. And they'll say, well, in order to get the personal loan, you need this credit life insurance cover. And, you know, ours is so much easier to take up because it's right here and there, right? Now, no one actually forces you to take theirs, but the way in which the process is done and the way in which, if you really think of where you would be, where you've just been granted this loan and you're just excited because you're now able to take care of, you know, whatever the need that you might need, you know, whether it's schooling, whether it's doing a home improvement, whether it's helping a family member out, you're just excited to get the loan. So practically, what you find in the industry is that everybody ends up taking the credit life insurance offered by the loan provider, and no one really gets a chance to shop around.
Yeah.
And if you ask anybody how to shop around, no one really knows. And and that's one of the reasons that we as Yalu really came to the fore. We were saying nobody knows how to do this. There is no option. Let's create an option that actually really gives customers best value for money.
We're going to talk about your options in just a moment. But how important is it to look at the level of premium being charged, and what does the latest legislation tell us about the curbs on personal insurance premiums?
So when the regulations came through, there were a number of caps that were put in place. So, you know, you hear a lot of people say 450. Technically, that's not correct. It's dependent on the type of credit that you get, right? So, for instance, if you take out a personal loan, if you take out a credit card or an overdraft, the cap on how much you can be charged on credit life insurance for those products is 450 per 1,000 Rand that you borrow. So if you therefore, you know, borrow 10,000 Rand, the maximum premium you can be charged on that is 45 Rand, right? Mm-hmm. Now, on home loans, for instance, the number is a different number. It's 2 Rand per 1,000. So that cap is different depending on the type of debt, but it is being capped across the board for every credit provider out there. No one can actually go above the mandated caps as put down by the regulator.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's quite crucial for people to realize that even if they pay their premiums to the same company for 15 years, Should they have to invoke their insurance, they would only be paid out for the capital outstanding and not the full amount that was outstanding at the beginning of the agreement. Is that right?
So this is very interesting. I personally believe that the fairest way in which you charge people for their credit life insurance is on the basis of the outstanding balance. Okay, so as I said, that example I gave you, the 10,000 Rand loan, I should charge you 45 Rand maximum in that first month that you have the loan. Now, as you pay off your loan, I should be reducing that fee. That's what I believe is the fairest way of treating customers. But every credit provider is left to decide on that decision. And what we found in the market is that basically, I would say 90% of the market basically charges you a flat premium. So they base it on the original 10,000 Rand that you took up. And as your loan gets smaller and smaller, they're still charging the same 45 Rand. But should that event occur, you know, be it death, be it permanent disability, they'll only pay you the outstanding balance. And I think that can leave a bit of a sour taste in a lot of customers' mouths.
So now, Yalu, your company, it offers life credit insurance on an online platform. Do online platforms generally run a more efficient ship because they don't have the same overheads as, say, a bank? And should that generally translate into a more competitive price for consumers?
That is the dream, and that is the hope that most, online-based financial services companies have. And I believe that at Yalu we've achieved that. Ours indeed is not a business that is subjected to the types of overhead costs that most companies have. And I think what we have found thus far in the customers who have taken out our product is they are pleasantly surprised and very pleased at the kind of rates we've been able to offer them for their credit life insurance. So yes, I think ours is a very competitive rate, and we're very proud of what we've been able to achieve, and we think it's much better value for money for customers.
That much I understand. But say if we go back to the scenario that we talked about, that you're going to a bank, you're applying for a personal loan, and then that pre-populated form with a pre-populated number for an insurance premium comes up. Where would guys like you be able to come in? Would I be able to quickly check on a Yalu website what other prices are out there? What is your value proposition?
So it's a very good question. The reality is that there is nothing that compels any credit provider to create, let's say, a panel of insurance options. So you know how when you go buy a car, as an example, you'll find that the garage will say to you, okay, Nombumelelo, here's your car, and we've got three quotes for you from these three different insurance providers, and you need to pick one. Like, that typically happens in a lot of cases when you purchase a car. And when it comes to being granted a loan or a credit card or an overdraft facility, there is nothing that compels a credit provider to give you a panel of options and say, here's a credit provider one, credit life insurance provider two, here's credit life insurance provider three. They're actually not compelled to do that, and no one actually does it. So at that exact point when you're taking out that loan, we aren't there because, practically speaking, there isn't an incentive for the credit provider to have someone else's credit life product as a potential option for you to choose. It just isn't there. So what we've understood is that that is indeed the structure of the industry. And what we have communicated to customers and people who read on our platform is, look, take what you can get and come to us afterwards. We've made it a very efficient switching process, one that actually does help you switch out your existing cover within under 5 minutes. We're not trying to get in front of the customer at that point of sale because we know that particular supply line, if you want to call it, is controlled by that credit provider. So ours is really a switching platform, and we've really made it incredibly easy for anybody to do it without any paperwork whatsoever.
Nkazi, how much of a disruptor do you think online financial services are to traditional banking? And if there's sufficient appetite for this way of doing finance, will we see some downsizing or consolidation of the financial sector going forward?
Very interesting question. My thoughts are this. Disruption tends to play out the same way you would have seen in the meat taxi industry. Right. The difference with financial services, as I have found, is that no one's going to burn things down. What they do is they do something a little bit more sophisticated. They run to legal and compliance folks and say, find something wrong with whatever offering this online platform has created. So in our case, as Yalu, I completely expect that that is the game that will be played, because no one wants to compete head on with someone who's coming up with a product that serves customers at the, you know, in a simpler way, in a faster way, at a price that is better than what they have. They typically don't know how to compete in a fair way. So what they will typically do is then go to legal and compliance services. So that's what I expect. And I think as more companies like Yalu come into the fray, you will see more and more of that kind of behavior. It's what financial services providers have typically done for years. In terms of consolidation, as you're asking, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of education that we, a company like ours, still needs to do with the public in terms of the product offerings, in terms of just making them be comfortable with transacting and taking up products and policies online. I think there's a huge educational sort of gap that still needs to be covered in the industry, and that's going to take time. And I think once that hurdle has been crossed, then we're more likely to now see some real fundamental changes in terms of the existing players. So then you might see consolidation. You might see fewer companies or even more breaking up. So it's really, really hard to tell how it will play out. But I think what you will absolutely see for sure is major resistance, and major resistance will be the types of tactics that I explained to you a bit earlier on.
That was Nkazi Sokolo, CEO of Yalu Cell.